Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's good, everybody? We are back. It is your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby, episode 95 of the Kicks and Shit Show.
I like the face. For those that are listening to this, if you could see Gerard's face and how proud he is of that sound effect, that is worth tuning in to watch us on YouTube, and just that alone.
Listen, I enjoy the sound effects. I think they're fun. You know, we got some good ones on here, you know? I mean, it's a...
Cypher, don't see? Get gassed! Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I know, Cypher would be so proud.
Cypher would be proud. Well, as you remember, I had an original Don't Get Gassed, and Cypher was like, nah, you need the real one. I was like, yeah, but that real one's like on somebody's computer. He's like, yeah, mine. So he downloaded it and sent it. And now, of course, we have Flex telling Cypher not to get gassed.
That's why Cypher's a real one.
So, Gabby, episode 95. What is going on in those streets?
Well, I feel like I say this every week, but Gerard, it has been a wild week. Let me tell you.
Yep. Gabby, for those of you that I was going to say, out here at Coachella, you know, she just, you were at Automotive something or other. Something auto related.
Had a busy week. We had our eBay auto parts and accessories show across the street from the Javits Center at the Classic Car Club this week. Very fun. Thank you to like good friends of ours like Ricky Shubio, Space Camp Fresh, who actually just stopped by the event kick with us. Which
I mean, first of all, why wasn't I put on a list? Because you know that's like 30 blocks from where I live. So I mean, like it's a quick little train ride down. I could have come to the eBay auto parts show. Like, you know, what's up?
I mean, Jay, if you followed me on Instagram, then maybe you would have seen me.
I mean, I do follow you on Instagram, but like...
I don't know. You got to put those alerts on for my stories, my guy. Am I right? No, last week was crazy. I feel like between the stuff for Auto Show and then working on a project for Coachella with Liquid IV, super, super dope. If you guys have not tried Liquid IV, this segment is not sponsored by Liquid IV, but it should be. So give us a nod.
We'd be happy to get sponsored by Liquid IV.
That was like my like fountain of youth serum for the entire weekend. So Coachella is like a whole thing.
Oh, I've been to Coachella. I'm well aware.
It's my first time. I also recommend I'm at the age where it actually matters if I go VIP or GA. But I mean, I think it matters at any age. But like the level of comfort, especially like people forget we're still coming out of a pandemic. There were crowds. It was like. I felt like it was a weird time warp and, you know, everything was crazy, even with the artists changing. But the auto show was crazy, too. Like, Mercedes, BMW, they weren't there. There were a lot of major brands that, like, weren't in these activations that normally are. So, and I think, like, even seeing the press about the Revolve Festival that was going on the weekend of Coachella Weekend 1, it was, like, Firefest 2.0 with all, like, people in the heat for 2 hours. Like, the TikToks have been wild about that. So, like... You know, being at the old Polo House for Liquid IV was like a nice change of pace, good crowd. Jack Harlow did his very first live performance of First Class, rocking some New Balance 550s. Jack, you know, it was bad.
Jack Harlow really, really stepping up on the old New Balance partnership. He's it's funny. There's an article on Complex about he's talking about New Balance and Kawhi and all that. Like, just look at Jack Harlow doing his thing. I will say on your Coachella point, and this is just, you know, I have family members who often say that Gerard, you are bougie. And look, here's just the reality of life, right? Like, and I think all of us can agree to this. We don't like to be uncomfortable, right? Like, Coachella, you are in the desert. Okay, it is hot. The last thing I want to do after being outdoors at a music festival all day for 12 hours is camp or do any kind of thing that's going to make me even more annoyed and tired. Like, especially if you're like, you know, let's say you're not VIP and you're like in the crowds and it's like a particular artist where it's super crowded and everybody's like bumping up against each other. Like, no, I need like some time where I can relax, get into a sauna, get a massage. Like, we're not doing camping out. So I am with you on that. You need to have places. And that's the great thing about VIP. So that it's hot. You can get yourself into a cool area. You can get refreshments whenever you need, right? Like, I'm telling you, like, that's important when you're doing a 3-day music festival. And at this advanced age that I'm at now, I do not think actually now, even with VIP and all that, I could do a full-on 3 days of a music festival anymore. I just don't, like, physically, like, it's just a lot.
Well, it's a lot in general, and I just want to manage expectations. Like, I did not do 3 days of music festival. I didn't make it on Friday. I sent out probably 700 individual emails confirming things. You know, the squad was, like, crushing it on the project. You know, when you're there to work, if it looks good on social media, this is how I always say, like, for what we do, if it looks good on social media and it looks easy and beautiful, that means I've worked my ass off behind the scenes. So Friday I had a delayed flight, so I missed my connection. I actually ended up driving Thursday night from LA to Palm Springs.
Let me tell you about that drive, folks. Woo! Well, I would
say at midnight though on Thursday, no traffic. It was great. But coming back 5.5 to 6 hours, I could have flown to Europe, y'all. I mean, it's an interesting one. I'm glad I got to experience it. And I think, Gerard, the thing that you say, two things that are really interesting. One is about being comfortable. You know me, it's why I rock kicks all the time. But let me tell you, assless chaps was trending at Coachella. Not comfortable. The last thing I want to do is put my ass on a sandy desert with grass that's gone. So, like, shouts to all of you girls at Coachella doing your thing. But it also gets really fucking cold at night. Like, people forget because it's the desert. Like, there's no mountains. There's no humidity to, like, hug you when it's, like, a brisk evening. Yeah. So, like, the reason that you'll see Coachella hoodies all over the tri-state area coming up in the next week or two is because everybody was fucking freezing at night.
That's Southern California in general. When you're in the canyons or in the desert, like, people don't realize that. Like, yeah, midday, so you're out there, this festival starts at noon. You're hot, so you're in your tank, your shorts, your flips. Once that sun goes down, folks, it starts getting cool real quick. So it's like, oh, let me open up my backpack and pull out my hoodie because it's chilly. And it's just the dichotomy. I mean, you see 30 degree changes within the day. Like, that's what it's like. And it's, you know, again, first world problems. I'm not out here being like, you know, we're, like, really struggling. But, you know, when you're there for work or whatever, again, you want some comfort, and it is a lot. It's just a lot. But I'm glad you got to enjoy your first Coachella experience.
Thank you, Drad. I appreciate that. It's been, like I said, it's been crazy. It took a long time to recover from that. I'm feeling finally fancy fresh, back to normal, regular programming. One of my pairs of sneakers actually did not make it through the weekend. I brought it, though, knowing that it was not going to make it through the weekend. It was a beater pair of Superstars with a rose gold that I was like, I'm going to get these as beat up as possible. But I did rock a new pair of Air Force Ones. And actually, our friend Jacques Slade at the Liquid IV house was like, ballsy move, wearing new Air Force Ones for a music festival. And I was like, you know what? I will say, like, I'm between a 6.5 and 7 when it comes to Air Force One. If I was in a 6.5, I would have hated my life. I think I did 7 miles at the event alone before we even got to Neon Carnival that night and the festival. So,
yeah.
But I will say, they didn't get as dirty as I thought they were going to get.
Yeah, it's not as, I mean, look, it's definitely
an easy dress to clean.
Yes, yeah. It's mostly sand. So it's going to, but, like, you know, if you have the ability like you do, where you're, like, at a house or a separate part where you can, like, kind of come in away from, like, you're not trudging around for 12 hours literally in the dirt the whole time. That,
but, I, you mean, know, I got my crutch for
those
wipes.
Things, I ain't wearing no new kicks in that. That's no.
No, but you know me. I got to match my fit and I got to match the outfit and the whole vibe and the holographic. So these were a vibe. And then I also had my crepe wipes with me that I brought just to be like, let me do a little ditty, a little touch up. But I will say, much more comfortable than I had thought. And, like, I'm not typically, I don't have a lot of Air Force Ones, but, like, I now understand why Lowe's, aside from the obvious reasons, they're a lot more comfortable. And I saw a lot of those at the festival as well, because, you know, I'm always looking at people's feet see what they're rocking. I saw a lot of Air Force Ones there, and, you know, it worked for me.
Do your thing, people. Do your thing.
But, Jay, I got a question for you. What's going on for you? How has your week been? I know you've been doing a little traveling as well.
Well, you know, your boy is, you know, not really a, I mean, it's like, come on. I love traveling. I just don't like traveling during a pandemic. Which, by the way, still going on, folks. So I was in Memphis for Minnesota Timberwolves, Memphis Grizzlies, game 2. Got to spend a couple days in the city. Got in on Sunday. just get a vibe of the place. And Gabby, you know what's so interesting? And you know me, I'm not some like Americana, Midwest, like I don't buy into any of those tropes and all that nonsense. I just don't. Like, I think it's all bullshit and like whatever. However, there is a way in which the city of Memphis supports this team, the Grizzlies, that is unlike any other NBA city. And it really kind of ties into mainly like, I mean, there are a couple other cities that are close and they all happen to be smaller markets, right? It's funny because you're a Knicks fan and I can, like, you know, you'll understand this. Like, the Knicks fans are fans, but you and I know we can go to a million places in New York City with people who either don't, like, Knicks who? What's that? Don't know what it is or know what it is and couldn't care less about, right? Like, and it's just the nature of the city being so big, right? Like, 8 million people live here. So all 8 million can't be that dialed in to basketball. But in Memphis, with a population of like 650,000, I'd say a good 80, 90%. I mean, between my Uber and Lyft drivers, hotel concierge, like, and it's not like I walked in saying what I was doing. Just like, they just start having conversations and it's like, you like basketball? Oh man, the Grizzlies. And it's just like, it was fantastic to see a community rally around. And I actually spent some time, Gabby, talking to an artist who actually painted a mural outside the FedEx Forum. He won a contest where if he a t-shirt design that he did won, he would get himself front row courtside seats. And he said to me, okay, he's like, look, Memphis is we're a blue collar city. It's grind. Nothing good ever happens to us. He was like working these menial jobs, but he went to school to be an artist. And, you know, like all struggling artists, like he was struggling, right? It's just like shit wasn't happening. He's like, let me just enter this contest. Worst that'll happen is I'll win these courtside seats. He won the contest. Courtside seats. Memphis, the Memphis people were like, hey, why don't you paint us a mural over here outside of the arena? Okay. He paints the mural. Well, of course, people see the mural and it's like, now Nike's calling him. All these other brands want to work with him to paint. And it's like amazing how those things happen, right? And he's obviously so appreciative and all that, but he's just out here talking about the Grizzlies and the grind and everything. And you really just got a vibe of, man, this city just loves this team. And they're 100% on board. And it's not a thing where it's like, we expect the championship. We just want the good vibes to continue like that. Right? That's it. They just want good vibes. And it was kind of nice to experience that. Right. Even for someone as jaded as myself when it comes to sports in general.
I love that. I think, you know, and I want to talk about this a little bit more in a sec because your fire fit, Gerard, a man's looking fresh. I think, you know, you said a lot of things that I want to unpack, right? Like, I think that's the power of social media, of being in a smaller market. I think people always see like bright lights, big city. Sometimes there's lights that are maybe a little less bright in a smaller city, and that's the way in. Like, I think like that's what I really love about the culture now and sports and sneakers is that it's a community everywhere, and it's mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. to be able to hear that story, I think is really beautiful. Definitely want to check out this artist a bit more. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, the only time I've experienced something like that was when I went to Denver for a Broncos game. Mm-hmm. It like gave me almost like college game day vibes.
Yeah.
In a sense where, and I've been to a few college football games. Like I went to Alabama mm-hmm. this year, as you mm-hmm. know, where the whole city like transforms. Like when I was in Denver for Monday Night Football, it was like right before the Broncos made that run against the Bengals into the playoffs. But I think, you know, it's like windows were painted. Everybody felt like it was game day. So like, yeah. I can only imagine how Memphis was.
Yeah.
In that
it was
like 100%.
So I was there for game two, actually in the arena, you know, obviously, you know, covering it for True Hoop. Shout out to True Hoop. Game day was a vibe, right? Like the whole city was just like lit and ready. They had the band outside. Like, I mean, it was, they were going, it was a Tuesday night. And it was just, I appreciated feeling the playoff energy from the city. And, you know, they trace their roots back. It's interesting because the Memphis Grizzlies, and they go back to the Zach Randolph, Z-Bo, Tony Allen, Marc Gasol days, Mike Conley. The people who were like in their 30s now were like teenagers-ish when those teams were like doing their thing, or late teens or whatever, right? So now they're like mid-20s, late 20s, whatever. Like, it's just nice to see them like, oh man, we're so good. We're so happy with this team. Of course, John Morant is like electric and fantastic.
Oh, amazing.
Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond Bane, like that whole squad, like, and they just, the ethos of the city, like you just feel it with all of them, right? And it was a good time. You mentioned my fit, and you know,
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are, so just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago when we had on Ty, and I was like, can you go to an arena with Pat, with the bread colorway on? Well, that's not really the vibes that's happening there, right? I mean, it's like that's not the colors of either of the teams, whatever. And you guys were like, yeah, it's cool. Like once it got your fit, whatever. So you know, I'm there. I got my suit on, no tie, little zip, half zip or quarter zip sweater, excuse me. And I put on my patent breads, and like it was a vibe. It was a look, you know. First time I wore the patent breads. And I figured that'd be a good spot to wear them to indoors. I'm not outside tracing on things, you know how I feel about that sort of thing. It was good. Lots of compliments on the patent breads. Sneaker culture Memphis, pretty interesting too. I saw a lot of dope kicks on people's feet. I saw a lot of customs.
Which I thought
was interesting, right? And you know, sneaker culture everywhere is just different, right? I mean, people just bottom line is people like what they like, right? Like, and I love that, right? I did see a lot of Jordans, you know, because it's Jordans and it's basketball game. But yeah, it was cool. And, you know, for Grizzlies fans, shout out. They won that game, big win. So yeah, it was a good time. I enjoyed myself. Looking forward to doing some more playoff basketball coverage this year.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, you know, the fact that, you know, it's not like Memphis was playing a team that had red colors. Exactly. So I think that's a big piece of it. Mm-hmm. But that's a classic colorway and a classic silhouette with just like a little bit of a patent remix. So like, I don't know. That's what I, you know, that's what I undead stocked when I went to the Clippers game a couple weeks ago as well. I think it's a fire fit, man. I feel like, Jay, I'm going to embarrass you as like a proud mom right now, but we're going to post that pic on our Instagram of Gerard's first day of school pic, basically. That's how I'm treating it. Like, we get some laser beams going on in the background. I felt like a proud mom. And I was like, okay, Jay, I know him.
Well, It is funny because those of us who follow us on Instagram, right? Like, Gabby's always almost like pics about. I mean, that's just she's done doing that all the time.
That's my vibe all the time.
And I often have sneakers on, but often I'm like not taking pictures about it. So I was like, all right, going to the game, and I got the patent braids. Let me actually take a photo of them this time, so that way. And notice they're not. I didn't post them to my. I always going to see you.
Pics on the court photo though, Jay.
I should have. And I, of course, I was down there. I had plenty of opportunity, but like, I don't. You know me, like. Once when I'm there, like I automatically go into like work mode. Yeah, I'm not like, you know, and it's also kind of somewhat self-conscious, like while dudes are warming up to be like, you know, like trying to be slick.
I do it
in the
every
corner.
Time, Jay. Every time. Every single time.
Trying to be slick in the corner, taking photos of my shoes on the court.
They have fixed cam for a reason. Draw time to do it. Next time Ja Morant's gonna like dap you up during the warm-ups, babe. Like, I see you, my guy. All right.
Perhaps. Yeah. Speaking of John, you know, I also paid attention to game day presentation, which I know is something that you focus on a lot.
I geek out over that. Yeah,
I thought it was very good. I thought the transitions from the in-house teams and the little games they play, you know, like what city is the home of, you know, all that stuff, and you got to win gift cards and all that. I thought that was great. The in-house DJ. So I've always said, like, the best DJs in the NBA are the Hawks DJ, the Nets DJ, and the Grizzlies DJ, and they did not disappoint. Grizzlies DJ was killing, as always. It had a lot of, like, that, a lot of the down south feel to it, but also played a bunch of, like, East Coast. It was just a very fun, you know, musical ambiance. And, of course, the big grizzly bear, like, climbed up to the top of the building and yeah, all Ooh, kinds. Oh that. yeah, all that. They did in fact play Whoop That Trick, in the third quarter. John Morant's little daughter dancing to it after the game. People were like, "Oh, Ja, did you see your daughter? Oh, that's her favorite song." And I was like, "It is." She's like one,
Dress
two.
A different like, time. We're officially old now. I hate to bring people with old.
Apparently, and no judgment. I was like, you know what? Whatever. Listen, everybody enjoy, have fun, like do your thing. But no, it's always, it's funny when you're, you know, covering the Nets or whatever, or going to MSG as often as I do, and you work in media, you know, all the ins and outs, the places to go, what secret bathrooms are, where nobody's going to, all that jazz, right? Because these are your home arenas. When you go to an arena on the road for the first time, you're like, mother, right? It's like,
it's weird, right? You're like, I don't know where I think this is where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah,
you don't want to ask because you're like, I have a pass on.
Right, so I should know where I'm going. And you're always trying to find that. And I mean, of course, you're in the media center. You can find your secret bathrooms down there and all that. But it's like, you're just trying to like, it sounds terrible, but like not be with the masses. You know, just because like everyone's going to the bathroom like in between court. And it's like, I don't want to wait on these a million
You're there to
online,
do a job.
Like, exactly.
It's different. I get exactly. it. I feel like at the Clippers game, they were like, I don't think these ladies are supposed to be here. Also, you don't usually just see two women courtside at a basketball game unless they're like players, girlfriends or family or things like that. It is. And I don't mean that to sound not progressive, but like that's just the reality of what it is. Right, you don't usually see two women going to a sports game. But every stop, Gerard, because I'm the same way. I want to scope the territory. I want to know where the things are before the game starts. So I'm like ready to go, plant my route. People looked at us like, are you supposed to be here? And I was like, just like wear my ticket around my neck. I know it's digital, but like, I promise. I know I look lost, you guys, but I'm really not.
No, I, you know, when I'm covering a game, I'm always the arena 3 hours before tip, especially during the playoffs. Like regular season, like, you know, maybe I'll come like 2 hours before tip or 90 minutes before tip, but in the playoffs, 3 hours before tip for sure, especially if it's a new arena, because I got to get the lay of the land, right? Like, where am I going? Where am I sitting first? Where's my seat? Like, I, you know, how do I, what's the elevator situation? How am I getting up and down where I need to go? Like, you know, but again, it was a good time. And shout out to the good folks in Memphis, Grizzlies communication staff taking care of me while I was down there. Yeah. And so, you know, we will do a thing where like I do a couple more playoff visits this postseason, and we do some more, like, see what else feats in the streets happening out there, you know, do some more. Yeah. Let's yes. Jam. You love it.
I stand for this.
I know this is your jam. I'm gonna watch out. I start saying things, and you're like, "Oh, this is what we're gonna do." Something interesting, yeah. Movie wise, Gabs. There is a movie coming out with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, where it's talking about how Nike signed Michael Jordan back in the day in 1984. Ben
you're
Affleck
born on the 23rd. Just put that out there, y'all.
Ben Affleck will play Phil Knight, Nike founder, and Matt Damon will play Sonny Vaccaro, who was a sneaker exec at the time. What I find so interesting about that is like, okay, like cool, but I mean, the thing is about signing Michael Jordan, why do we not know who's playing that dude? Like, why isn't that the most important thing that we're talking about right now? No disrespect to Phil Knight and Sonny Vaccaro, important figures, of course, but is Michael Jordan we're talking about here? And that's, you know, whenever you're playing like anybody, like it's like, that's always tough, right? It's like, ooh, who are they going to get to do this? It's always a challenge.
I have some thoughts on that. I wonder if route number one, option number one, is the real Michael Jordan going to play Michael Jordan? Because, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, because I know how he's like, that's how he is. Like, no one can do right. Michael Jordan, but Michael Jordan.
Right.
Two, is Michael B. Jordan going to dress up as Michael A. Jordan? You know, I love that. I loved that joke in Space Jam 2, where it's like, we got Michael Jordan, but it's Michael B. Jordan. Sorry. So I wonder if that's going to be him, or if it's going to be an up and comer, right? Yeah. I also like Ben Affleck as Phil Knight. Like, they couldn't find a ginger. Ed Sheeran wasn't available. Like, come on. No shade on Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck is living his best life right now in the Bennifer.
Shut up. Wait.
The Bennifer redo.
So speaking of that, have we like transposed back to like the early 2000s? Like, what?
I mean, Gerard, I saw some low rise jeans the other day, so I'm just like, we're like one Jenko away from basically time traveling back to the early 2000s here.
Kudos to them, by the way. How do you think Diddy feels about that, by the way?
I think Diddy's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't
now,
know.
Now
Diddy doesn't give a fuck. No.
Not, it wasn't feeling so great back then.
No, back then, maybe not so much. I mean, what about poor Jennifer Garner?
Well, you know.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people here that are like, maybe in their feelings, but good for Ben. The glow up is real for him. Jennifer Lopez is like not a real human to me.
I mean, she is so beautiful. Like, it's just
stunning, like, ageless. Like, tell me who your plastic surgeon is, girl. I got hook a sister up.
But no plastic surgery, right?
No. This is what I'm going to set the record straight for all you men out there who think that, like, right now, you probably think, okay, Gabby just wakes up so fresh face. Maybe she's got a lash on, but this is her natural face. No. Sorry, ladies, I'm going to reel behind the curtain. When you men are like, we like that no makeup look, that means you don't want us to look cakey. Like, you want us to look more natural and embrace our natural beauty. When I say plastic surgery, I mean, there's like some kind of injectables. There's hydration. There's skin treatments. There's all these things.
But not like, not nose restructuring or like face altering is what you're saying.
I mean, maybe she might've gotten a little filler in something, a little nip, a little tuck. But when people do things well in Hollywood, you don't know
right.
that these things are happening because they're subtle, right? Like right. all of a sudden the Kardashians have a new face, but they've been working on that new face for 10 years. So like, it's been a subtle transition. But I also want to say that, like, if that is your bag, tell me, because I want to do the same shit. I'm not hating on any of this. Women, do your thing. Like, J-Lo looks fucking perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Cher, I don't know how, I think Cher must have like made a deal with like Death Becomes Her and had the serum. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't make sense. It's amazing. I want to know more about it.
Mm-hmm.
When I say these things, I do want to say on record that, like, this is something that I feel like women should feel comfortable or not. If you don't want to talk about it, don't mm-hmm. talk about it. But mm-hmm. like, that is not something that is a realistic standard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Penelope Cruz did an interview a few years ago about how she sleeps 11 hours a day and that's her beauty secret. Okay, I would get fired from my job if I slept 11 hours a day. Like, what's that like? You know what I mean? But,
are you like, saying Penelope, we don't believe you. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying we believe her, but like, must be nice to sleep 11 hours a day. What's that like? I'm lucky if I get six, girl. Come on. You know, and I just think like that unrealistic Hollywood stuff, and they still get photoshopped on top of that, but is just, I would be remiss if I didn't call out that, like, sure, she looks natural, and I think she's done the right things. I'm not saying she's had plastic surgery. I don't know. But whatever it is, she's doing all the right things and she looks stunning. So you do you, girl. I just wanna glow up like J-Lo. That's all I gotta say.
Or, I mean, Jennifer Garner looks fantastic as well.
All of them, I will say, yes, agree. Well, not all of them, most of them.
You're like, all of them. We'll take them all.
I'll take what I can get, Jay. You know, I'm thirsty in all aspects of my life. So
all right, we talked about some things happening in the culture, you know, popular culture in the streets right now. How are you feeling right now, sneaker wise? Are you like, got your eye on some things, or are you like, cause I just want to say for me, there's something on the calendar right now that's like, ooh, I'm jumping at, but there's some things that like have come out in the past that I'm kind of like trying to go back into, right? Emilion Dior, New Balance, right? I'm trying to slowly like, how can I find, I think there are one or two pieces that I'm like, all right, I know I got to find it on resale, but like, and I'm willing to pay a premium, not an exorbitant premium, but a premium to find a couple things.
I got to ask, I have so many questions from that one sentence alone. What is your cap? Because I feel like, what is the most I would pay for sneakers? Like, for example, I really love the Melody Ehsani 1 mids. Mm. Never copped them. I kind of slept on them. Probably should have gotten them years ago and I never did. And it's like the one, it's like now that I have satisfied my Yeezy Wave Runner fix and I have an East Coast pair and a West Coast pair because I have a problem. Fair, you know, self-awareness. Okay. But this is like the new thing that I've kind of become obsessed with. And for me, it's not that I can't afford it if I saved up enough, right? Or like put a couple dollars aside every month. But I cannot pay $1,500 for a sneaker that I know costs under $200.
No, yeah, no. Mm-mm. That's way.
That's on principle alone, no matter how much I love them. Like for me, I'm like, oh, that's a vacation.
Yeah. Four figures for a sneaker? No, not doing it. Sorry. Like that's insanity. Like I look at it like, so if a guy, a nice pair of like dress shoes, like for a guy, right? Like let's say you want to get like cap toes or something. You might spend like $300 and change, right? So I'm like, all right, for sneakers, $500 I think is a reasonable amount to go. I'm not really trying to go above $500. Now, if you're telling me it's a pair that I really want, and it's like, all right, Jay, but with like the shipping, whatever, $590, all right. Once we start getting to that $750, Nope.
I'm right there with you. I also will say that like dress shoes, you're not buying on the resale market too. So like resale would be a little bit different, but I get it. It's like dollar for dollar.
But $300 is what you pay for like a nice pair of like, I don't know, Kenneth Cole's or like not Kenneth Cole, for, like Allen Edmonds or like, you know, one of those like a nice dress shoe for guys, you know, it's what you pay. But like, I'm not. Yeah.
I think looking ahead, like, you guys know this. I went a little crazy at the beginning of the year. Got really excited, paid off my credit card. And I was like, what better way to celebrate paying off your credit card than buying shit?
Yeah.
But I paid cash, y'all. All in cash. but I don't know. I mean, I'm with you. I'm at a point where I want to really look at my collection. I also got new sneaker shelves. And I have too many sneakers to fit on these sneaker shelves for this thing. So I think that is the universe telling me I need to curate a little bit more, see what I'm actually wearing, what I'm not. You know, I love wearing my kicks. So I think if there's things that like, you know, I have a few things where I got two different sizes. So I want to sell the size that didn't fit because it's hard to get the right size. And if it doesn't fit, what are we doing? I'm looking at sites even like Tradeblock where I can trade some of my favorites and see kind of where I can move and flex and kind of pivot things around. I mean, yeah, there's nothing that I'm like crazy about. You know, I went crazy for the Cause Sakai Blazer Lows. I love those. I think the stuffing in them is a little just needs a little more breaking in for me. But that's like an unexpected style that I'm really into. I feel like that's something that's a little different from what I normally rock. I don't know. I'm with you right now where I want to go back and I've been looking at my list of things that I've really wanted, right? For Air Max Day, you guys know I got the Tinker Sketch, the Air Max Ones. That was something that I've been eyeing for a while and the price was reasonable. So it was something that like, that's the kind of addition to my collection that I'm looking to do right now and really just make it about things that I love. Not that I don't love all of my sneaker babies. I love them all, but like, I think some of them could be in a home that loves them more than I do. Right now, I'm fostering.
Doing the equation like they're children. Well, maybe not home with they're right better now. Loved. I will say this: this summer, I'll probably pick up another pair of Puma Lows, suede Lows, just because to me, like, first of all, yes, they're not $500, right? So like they're right, and that's like everyday wear in the summer for me, right? Like, so you know, once I find a nice color that I'm like, ooh, like I got my blues that I like now. If I see a color that I really like, yeah, this will be good for the summer. And then, you know, I love my Stan Smith. So, you know, last year they did the Kermit Miss Piggy Stan Smiths. So they bring those back. I might do that. Like, so again, I summertime, I like those. But again, that's going to cost me, what, $65, maybe $80 if they do like Kermit the Frog or whatever. But those are, you know, those aren't major, you know, we're not saying, oh, let me find those Amy Leon doors. Those aren't those. So I'm going to do a few of those because those are like sort of like every year purchases. But the big things, yeah, unless we see something real, you know, serious.
And I always think of Ben whenever I think this, because like, so for me, my sneakers by the door that like, if the building was on fire and I needed to put on something quickly to run out in, what would I toss on? Like, what is by my door all the time? I have Adidas Superstars. And I know, like, for me, that like Stan Smiths are cool. I like a little bit more color in them, but I think, you know, even just going back, like knowing that I brought my rose gold Superstars to Coachella and that they were going to stay in the desert, like the shell toe was yellowing a little bit because I've had them for so long. Like, you know me, I look for that reason to buy new ones. I think that there's something beautiful about a shoe like that, or like the Puma suede Lows, because you can always buy them. They're a classic staple.
Every year they're available.
And they're affordable. And I think like that to me is something that like, yeah, I have people ask me all the time, like, how do I get into sneakers? What can I buy? How do I get a Jordan 1? And I know I always joke like you can't unless you want to buy something at crazy resale, which you can and do that. Like I do that too. That's like a part of the culture now. But I do think there is something to be said about just those like regular pairs that you can find all the time. And like, I know Adidas, I had no idea they had so many different colorways and textures and patterns for the Superstar that like, because that's not where their marketing dollars go. They're just there and they launch and they come out. Like I'm excited about the Hello Kitty Nikes that are coming out this summer. I think those like different kind of clubs, I think that'll be tougher to get, but like a Superstar, like there's some cute Disney Superstars right now on Adidas that I'm like, all right, let me try to not buy 7 pairs. That's the hardest part for me, honestly.
Let me not buy 7 pairs.
One speed, Gerard. I have one speed.
I know. It's always on a million. Oh, I know. Well, folks, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back with some guests in the next few weeks. We're getting closer to our centennial episode 100. Don't know what we're doing for that yet, but something. We gotta plan something. That's going to be very soon. Okay. Summertime. I mean, look, hopefully by then it'll be a little warmer out. It's starting to get real annoyed with this weather right now on the East Coast. I'm ready to put the winter coat away and, you know.
Gerard, why do you think I'm in Cali?
I know, because you know where the weather's nice. But folks, we are part of the Count the Dings Network. As always, thank you for tuning in to all the great shows there. The Original Bomb Show, Woke Bros with Waz and Nando, Crypto Bros, the HBO Winning Time podcast. You know, all the good jams that we have out here. And of course, thank you for tuning in to hear us. We're at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all that, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're everywhere. And until next time, peace.